Addiction to the powerfully dependent drug opium was once rampant throughout Chinese society, and the dependence on this drug drove Chinese history in a direction where their economic and trade relations were changed forever. You can find pipes for smoking opium from the Qing dynasty in all shapes, sizes, and materials, depending on their value, because opium smoking was present in all social classes. You can find large pipes with intricate designs made out of rare materials like carved ox horn or porcelain, turtle shell, enamel, ivory, jade, or silver that look more like pieces of art than smoking utensils. These pieces were probably used by the most elite members of the Qing dynasty, like the emperors who were also known to partake in this recreational drug. Or you could find the cheaper smoking pipes used by commoners for purely functional reasons, like the one I'm looking at from the British Museum collection. I find this pipe fascinating because it was donated to the British Museum in 1851, so it was thought to have been used in China during the prohibition of opium and the Opium War. The pipe is simple, with no special markings or designs, a little less than a foot long, and made out of bright orange bamboo, which was the most common material to make smoking pipes out of. At both ends of the pipe are small metal screw ornaments, with one end having a metal bowl opening for lighting the drug with fire, and the other end having a metal mouthpiece for inhaling the smoke from the burning herbs. During the time this pipe was used, opium's popularity was on the rise within Chinese society. Throughout history, opium has been used as a medicinal plant in Asia, Europe, and the Middle East. However, the drug began its career for recreational use in China in the 15th century when tobacco, a new world crop, was introduced, making opium a more affordable and acceptable recreational activity as it was mixed with tobacco leaves when smoked. Although widely accepted, this drug is highly addictive and harmful, and it's a narcotic that starts off by giving the user a short-term high of relaxation, pain relief, and reduced anxiety. Over time, tolerance of this drug develops and more of the drug is needed to re-experience the same high as before. Therefore, addiction ensues. For this drug to be so commonplace among leaders, workers, and commoners, the impact of opium on Chinese society is serious as it leads to both health and mental issues of the people. As addiction became prevalent, opium was first prohibited in the Qing dynasty in 1729. Despite this ban, the Chinese continued to smoke opium and import it illegally. The dependence on opium and the commonplace use of opium pipes like the one from the British Museum collection played a key role in the change in position for Chinese economy. During the 18th and early 19th century, China was in a favorable trading position as Great Britain and other European nations desired Chinese products, such as their silk and porcelain. The British needed silver from China for their exports, however, the Chinese showed little interest for British goods. This all changed when the British East India Company, a powerful British government monopoly, began cultivating opium in India and sold the drug illegally and untaxed to corrupt Chinese bureaucrats and local brokers and distributors. By 1839, the volume of opium coming illegally from Britain into China increased by 8 times. This had a devastating impact on China's economy, as silver began to flow out of China, and peasant tax burdens grew heavier because of this, leading to social unrest. Commissioner Lin Zexu of China then demanded the opium trade to stop, the arrest of the British Chamber of Commerce, and the surrendering of an estimated value of $9 million worth of opium to be destroyed. This then erupted into the Opium War, where Britain used their superior modern military technology to bombard central Chinese trading ports by 1840. The result was the 1842 Treaty of Nanjing, which gave Britain the right to trade in 5 Chinese treaty ports and forced the Chinese to pay for the damaged opium. This left a lasting impact on the Chinese economy and knocked China off of its previously favorable imbalance of trade. Opium pipes give us a window into the mindset of the turbulent time period for China, as it shows how much the Chinese valued opium and how their value of the drug turned their economy for the worse. The variations in pipes exemplifies its presence in all levels of society during the Prohibition, which explains why it was easy for the British to continue their illegal opium trade in China. Thank you for listening.